The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. The grand reopening sale on now. Why in the world would you shop anywhere else?
Yes, let's go to Harley in the United States of America, where this Zika virus is taking on some dimension. Harley?
Yeah, it's. I'm surprised at how quickly they're declaring emergencies and so forth. But in Florida, with 9 cases, 4 counties have been declared a health emergency. I mean, the headache only gets worse.
Yes.
In neighboring Georgia, there's a new case of Zika, also a traveler, someone who's been south of the border.
But there's a... Harley, have you got stories there in America? Because we're getting a story out of America that public health officials are investigating a report that an American was infected through sexual contact.
That's in Texas. And they believe it's true, which would be the first time that they've been able to confirm that that's the case. And, of course, that's a concern because we do a lot of that.
Harley. Harley, if I hadn't been listening clearly, I would have missed that. We do a lot of that. Well, the point is that the story here says that there are concerns about the possibility of sexual transmission because health officials in Texas said the first known case of Zika virus transmission in the United States was likely to have been contracted through sex rather than a mosquito bite.
Well, it's because the two people who were having sex both have it. They both have the Zika virus now.
I see, right.
So if they don't.
Thank you, Harley.
If you don't have any mosquito bites.
Thank you, Harley. We do a lot of that. I agree with you, Harley. Now, the Republicans.
Well, we're winnowing the field little by little. Rand Paul suspending his campaign. He was pretty popular. I mean, he was independent. He's libertarian. He's the GOP contrarian. Very fascinating, but not enough votes. And that's what he said was the problem. Also, he's going to face a re-election campaign, so he's got to get busy about that. So he had to make a choice. Rick Santorum is making an announcement later on. We expect him to call his race done. And never really had a shot in this. So.
He won Iowa last time.
Yes, he did.
Came to nowhere.
Hardly placed this time.
Yes, he ran out of juice. What about the sled dog warm-up?
Well, yeah, this is the longest sled dog race in the lower 48. It's called Bear Grease, named for John Bear Grease, an Indian man from years ago who delivered mail through the rugged Sawtooth Mountains in northern Minnesota. So in his honor, they run this this warm-up race where I did arrive. Nathan Schroeder and his dogs arrived. What I thought was pretty cool is that every musher in this race carries some mail because they've been sworn in by the Postal Service as postal carriers
That's
for a few days.
Lovely.
And they get it there.
There you are. If you want the mail, Dan, out there in remote areas, get the dogs. All right, Harley, see you tomorrow. It's 8:30.